This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Mayor Rozvorsky, a very, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Howard. Thank you.
So, well, what we wanted to ask you this morning is Major David Katz on the South African Defence Forces in studio. And one of the issues that we have been discussing is the fact that Hamas seems to have thanked Iran for long-range missiles. Is this a significant shift in Hamas's strategy? Is this just part of their whole plan? And is it even real?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I think it's more interesting of the kind of PR that Iran wants to get out of it. I was just looking this topic up, and it seems that in 2012, they were giving these long-range missiles to Hamas. So this is nothing new. So now we have to figure out, okay, why does Iran want this to be known right now and have one of their proxies, which is Hamas, be thanking them and giving them all this honor because of it? So first of all, I think we can conclude that, you know, there was a big brouhaha in America with former Obama officials giving all this advice counter to the stated policy of the United States, which is a really serious offense to go behind the government's back and telling the Iranian officials lay low, Trump really doesn't want a war right now, and how to play Trump. So that's a whole other issue, but obviously Iran is not taking that advice. On the news this morning, they just released a video showing how they had launched this ballistic missile from a hidden mountain. We don't exactly know from this video when this happened, but still the fact that they're releasing it right now is significant. They're also poking the Saudi bear, although it takes a lot to poke that bear because he seems to be hibernating pretty strongly. Mm. But, you know, with all of their proxies, the Houthis in Yemen, all the attacks lately on the Saudi pipelines and the attack on the United Emirates port with the Saudi tankers and all these kind of things, Hamas is using all of their proxies. Iran is using all of their proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis, but they're not exactly using themselves. So this is the change that I'm seeing, that this is the first time that Hamas is saying in this latest round of escalation, if you want to call it that, that Iran is coming out and taking responsibility.
Yes, it's almost as though, you know, we've been speaking, and certainly people that have been calling Iran out on things have been saying, you know, they're funding terror and they are funding these proxy armies. But there's never really been any confirmation from Iran. It's now almost as though they're saying, all right, yeah, we are doing it, and that's how powerful we are. We have armed all of these different forces, and we will continue to do so. It perhaps shows a bit of weakness rather than it does strength.
Yes, and you see, like yesterday, which was Yom Yerushalayim, Jerusalem Day, the day that Jerusalem was unified during the Six-Day War, that the Prime Minister of Israel called out Iran for funding Hezbollah to the tune of $700 million.
Incredible.
So we're seeing, you know, a lot of exposure of Iran, and yet they're still kind of tiptoeing around. They're trying to bluster. They're trying to show that they have a lot of strength. But I think that it's actually interesting. We published on clarionproject.org a couple of weeks ago, and you can look it up, that the State Department, and actually surprisingly CNN in Arabic, published these, what I call the agitprop videos, comparing like the military and especially the Air Force of Iran versus the United States. And I actually called them funny because they were such a joke. You know, you would see that the United States has, you know, like, you know, 300,000 fighter pilots, Iran, 52. You know, it wasn't that bad.
Right,
but it was very funny, you know. So, like, what's Iran thinking?
Yeah, so this is obviously a way, and of course through their rhetoric, they've always tried to create this massive amount of fear and anxiety in the region just by utilizing their words, and this seems to be very much the same thing.
So everybody thinks that, you know, Iran is very, very dangerous because of their Islamist ideology. And they do have this kind of end times philosophy where the 12th Imam will come, and it kind of sounds like, you know, the whole world's going to go up in smoke. But it sounds kind of like a nuclear war before this 12th Imam, which is their Messiah, comes. Although I always say, you know, the Ayatollah is one of the richest people in the whole world. And ideology or not, religious fanaticism or not, whenever you really want to know what's happening, you follow the money. I don't think that he's going to jeopardize his fortune.
Absolutely.
To get Iran blown up for their religious ideology.
Absolutely fascinating, Mary Swirsky from the Clarion Project. Really, really interesting insight. Thank you as always. We'll chat to you next week. Time is 8:54.